Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather forecast is Mike Sola. And Mike, we've been off the air a couple of times this morning, and as I look at the old WILL weather gauge, I see 1.03 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. I expect that not much is going on in the way of planting in the Eastern Corn Belt.
Well, Dave, that 1.03 may be an underestimate. Our 8-inch rain gauge was up to 3/4 of an inch, and we've had 3 rounds of pretty substantial precipitation move through since then. So I suspect we may be already up to 1.25 inches and maybe surpassing that. One report already out of Christian County had 1.6 inches of rain measured as of 7 o'clock this morning or 7:55 this morning with water standing in the cornfields there. I did take a little ride yesterday and saw some activity in the fields along Interstate 57 between Chicago and the Champaign area. It was sporadic, but it looked like a few folks were out there trying to get as much done as they could before this round of rain comes in. Again, there will be another long delay because we have this band of rain, which could be substantial, along with some severe weather in the area this afternoon. In fact, a pretty high likelihood that the severe weather will be across the map from the southern Great Lakes, maybe even into the central Great Lakes, all the way down into the southern plains today. It's just not a very good setup. More very moist air, a warm front moving through. So more drenched fields across our area. Now, there are actually in the corn and soybean areas a few locations that could use rain. They're pretty sparse. They're generally in far eastern Ohio in through southwestern Ohio, with some areas maybe even needing up to 5 or 6 inches of rain. In fact, they will get a little rain today, and that will help their situation out. But many locations are just in just a bad way as far as moisture, too much moisture. Extremely moist fields stretch all the way from northern Oklahoma through Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, in through northwestern Indiana, and in through southern Michigan. So those areas do not need to see another drop of rain for quite some time. Unfortunately, the rain shield will stretch across a large portion of that real estate today. Now, next week, late this week and next week, we do have the band of precipitation expected across the Corn Belt this weekend. That'll work through. We could see another large area picking up a half to an inch of rain. So that will force the delays into next week. Right now, it does look like conditions should start to improve. At least computer models are indicating that the precipitation will start to taper off a little bit, the less active weather next week. But again, it's going to take a while for fields to dry down to get into the fields across much of the corn and soybean belt. The Delta and the Southeast, there are some indications that they will see a low-pressure area developing in Florida and moving across the northern Gulf of Mexico the middle part of next week and into the following week. That could bring some possibly some heavy precipitation to that area, especially the southern portion of the Southeast and the lower Delta. That low pressure area may move into the Atlantic Ocean and not the Gulf of Mexico, but that situation will have to be monitored because that could bring some substantial rain to that area as well. Outside the U.S., Australia, they will remain very dry in Western Australia. They could possibly see some mid to late week showers next week, and that would boost soil moisture in a positive direction. Rain is still expected across Queensland and New South Wales over the next couple of days. Some locations could pick up in excess of a half inch, but we're generally looking for a tenth to a half inch in many areas. That could help situation there. And in the southern hemisphere across Argentina and Brazil, they did have some scattered showers across Argentina, but drier, warmer weather is expected to develop this weekend and into next week. In Argentina and in Brazil, rain will continue in the far south today into tomorrow with some heavy amounts up to maybe 3 to 4 inches in local areas. Little flooding will be possible in Rio Grande do Sul, but not expected to last very long. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.